This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Did You Conspiracy That? With your host, James Walker. Together, we will explore the past, present, and jump to the future to take a look at some prominent events, ideas, and the conspiracy theories that come with them. Thank you all for joining me. Now let's dive on in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to yet another week of Did You Conspiracy That? Man, it has only been 2 weeks so far, and it's been such a crazy journey already. And not just for the show, but for me personally, learning how to create these shows and create this content for all of you. I will say it has been tough, but it has been a lot of fun, and I know that we are only 2 weeks in so far, but I really think and I'm very hopeful that it will just continue to grow and I will just continue to grow so I can continue to make my podcasts better and better for everyone. That being said, let's jump right into this week's episode. I wanted to add something new and creative to my podcast this week, but I was really struggling coming up with ideas what I could do different. I even went as far as to start asking my friends and family what conspiracies they had heard of, or some of their favorites, and that's when it hit me. So, to start off this week's episode, and continuing from this week forward, to start off every show, I am going to give a brief overview of one of my colleagues' favorite conspiracy theories. Whether it is because of it is hysterical, or because they believe it's true, I want to find out what everyone else enjoys. My first time, due to short notice and late decision making, I decided not to go far and asked my girlfriend what her favorite conspiracy theory was. Her response was a theory that I had heard of before, making the first time doing it even more exciting. Her favorite theory is the conspiracy theory that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself, but was rather murdered. She continued by telling me that this was her favorite conspiracy theory because she believes that it is true and has taken time to even research more in depth on the topic. Another reason she likes this conspiracy is due to the fact that it is part of a much bigger chain of conspiracy theories, and she enjoys seeing how all of them connect to one another. Alright, now we will be moving on to my conspiracy theory for this week's episode. We started off this series talking about 9/11. Then last week, I decided to go with a very current event, the coronavirus pandemic. This week, we're going to go back in history again to an event that had devastating and lasting effects involving nearly the entire globe, World War II. The war in Europe began in September 1939 when Germany, under ruler Adolf Hitler, invaded Poland. Britain and France responded by declaring war on Germany but took little action over the following months. In 1940, Germany launched its next attack on Denmark and Norway, followed shortly thereafter by attacks on Belgium, the Netherlands, and France. The war in the Pacific began on December 7, 1941, when warplanes from Japan launched a surprise attack on the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. After the Pearl Harbor attack, Japan began a massive campaign of expansion throughout the Southeast Asian Pacific region. Fighting continued throughout the Pacific in 1944 and early 1945, including major battles at Iwo Jima and Okinawa. By the late spring of 1945, most of Japan's conquests had been liberated and Allied forces were closing in on the Japanese home islands. As they neared Japan, the Allies began heavy bombing campaigns against major Japanese cities, including Tokyo. This process continued through the summer of 1945 until finally, in early August, the United States dropped two atomic bombs on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Stunned by the unexpected devastation, Japan surrendered a few days later. Another devastating and almost indescribable event that came along with the war was the Holocaust. In 1933, the German regiment established the first concentration camps, imprisoning its political opponents, homosexuals, Jehovah's Witnesses, and others classified as dangerous. Extensive propaganda was used to spread the Nazi Party's racist goals and ideals. In the coming years, Nazi Germany intensified its pursuit of the, quote, final solution. During the years, people saw systematic deportations of millions of Jews to increasingly efficient killing centers using poison gas. By May 1945, the Germans and their collaborators had murdered 6 million European Jews as part of a systematic plan of genocide. Given that the war ended 76 years ago, we were left with plenty of time for conspiracies to show up, and let me tell you, there are a lot. I think honestly the toughest part of this week's show was trying to narrow down which ones I wanted to use. But without further ado, let's introduce our first one. Similar to one of our 9/11 conspiracy theories, the first theory states that Franklin D. Roosevelt knew about Pearl Harbor in advance and let it happen anyway, making him responsible for the death of nearly 2,500 American servicemen in cold blood. From the beginning, there was a group of scholars who call themselves revisionists, who have a theory that FDR maneuvered us into the war by the back door. John Tallon's 1982 book described a Seaman Z who picked up a message about the Pearl Harbor attack and passed it out to his superiors, but it was never worked on. The main reason that I added this theory was because this is not the first time or the first conspiracy that I have heard this in. Quite frankly, it baffles me that people really believe that the government is cruel enough to do something like this to its own people. But if history has proven anything, it's that governments will do things far worse than that. This leads me to start believing maybe these people aren't that crazy. We want to sit here and believe that we are protected and safe from harm, but who knows? What if the harm is coming from the people claiming to be protecting us? Now, our second theory is one that I've read about before, and no matter how many times I read it, it still completely shocks me. This is really what some people think. The theory is called Holocaust denial, and it is more or less exactly what it sounds like. Now, if you were like me, and the first questions that you ask yourself when you hear about this is, why do people deny the Holocaust? Or what could anyone possibly gain from denying something like that? Well, don't worry, because I went digging for those solutions. Now, people believe that the Holocaust never happened for quite a few and honestly very different reasons. I took this opportunity to pick out some of those reasons to present them on my show today. First, most Holocaust deniers want to wash away the stain of Nazism in an attempt to make Nazism an acceptable political alternative today. In other words, some people want to bring back the Nazi government because that's how they think the world should be ran. Second, many have present and past ties with hate groups and are trying to shed the image by presenting themselves as seekers of historical truth rather than conspiracy theorists. I find this very similar to looking up something on the internet and diagnosing yourself before you decide to go to the doctor. Third, some groups say that most Jews were not killed in a systematic genocide, but were the victims of disease, starvation, or other indiscriminate hardships of World War II. Now, is there a chance that some of the deaths during the Holocaust were not accurately documented? Sure. But do I think that number is even high enough to consider in research? No, not at all. Fourth, some say the gas chambers did not exist or were only used to delouse prisoners. Also, many deniers claim the gas chambers could not have possibly killed as many victims as historical research shows, bolstering their arguments by highlighting discrepancies in the number of recorded casualties. This one is honestly kind of tough, and all I can say is people will believe what they want, and if they don't believe history, then we will just disagree. Fifth and last, others suggest that the gas chambers were built after the war as a way of blaming the Germans, because honestly, after everything that Germany did during World War II, we just needed to blame them for it even more. I'm not sure what we could blame them for that they didn't really do to themselves.
Our next conspiracy is rather an interesting one, due to the fact that there is really no way of proving whether or not this conspiracy is true or not true. This one is not a theory to explain something that happened, but rather an alternate outcome to the war. The theory states that Japan could have won the World War II if only the Japanese had bombed the oil depots at Pearl Harbor in addition to the ships. Many analysts say that Japan should have hit the oil depot, the oil tanks, the port facilities, and the repair hangars. This would have overall done a lot more damage than the destruction to only the ships. At most, I think that might have delayed the US victory by a few months. Japan didn't want to conquer America. Realistically, I don't see the Japanese sailing to California and fighting their way ashore, then fighting their way across the country to the other coast. What Japan wanted was sort of a limited war. Destroy our fleet and build a big Pacific empire free of American interference while we were rebuilding our fleet. By the time we were ready for action, Japan's defense perimeter would be so strong that the United States wouldn't have the will to fight its way across the Pacific. We would have rebuilt everything no matter the extent of the damage. All that Pearl Harbor did was buy the Japanese more time, which in the end did them nothing. But who knows what would happen. This is one of my favorite conspiracy theories I've come across due to how open-ended it leaves us. There's no way of saying that if the Japanese would have dropped one more bomb or placed one in a different spot, that the entire war could have been different. And that's almost exciting to me. Do I want to imagine what a world would look like if the Axis powers had won? Absolutely not. But personally, it is extremely interesting to think about something like this. I tend to find myself considering this concept a lot, the idea of what would have happened if one thing happened and another didn't. Really makes things fun, I guess. For my final conspiracy of this week's podcast, I went with one that is really quite unique. The reason I say that is because even to this day, there's never been any concrete evidence proving how it actually happened. Due to this, as seekers of conspiracies, it leaves us with endless options of what we want to believe. We are going to discuss the conspiracies surrounding how Adolf Hitler died. Even after scientists have gone in and studied the skull and teeth of Hitler, they have still yet to determine the definitive cause of death. It is said that Hitler killed himself by biting a cyanide capsule and shooting himself in the head with his wife Eva beside him. His body was carried away into a garden and burnt, and since the body was not fully destroyed, Hitler's staff decided to bury it in a bomb carter. Today, this is the most accepted and believed way of Hitler's death. Many of the other ways to come up with are a lot more creative. Some might quite honestly shock you that people really went this far. The first of them says Hitler was way ahead of his time and of NASA. He is said to have built a secret bunker for himself on the moon and that he left our planet when the things started going wrong for him. A really ridiculous theory has it that aliens approached Hitler, asking him to join them in order to acquire total control of the world, and offered him technological advances and facilities. When the Allied forces defeated Nazi plans of world domination, Hitler went away with the aliens and went on to reside in an unknown part of the universe. According to my next theory, Hitler went aboard a U-boat U-977 and departed on a journey from Norway to southern Argentina along with U-boat U-530. The journey is said to have taken 2.5 months. Some people believe that Hitler, along with his wife Eva, had lived happily ever after in some village in Argentina. Next, based on the fact that Hitler was hiding in his Berlin bunker during the last Allied bombings, the only possible way to escape would have been to go underground. Surrendering was, of course, not an option for Hitler, and people believe that he couldn't have committed suicide. It is said that he went underground through a tunnel, reached an airstrip, took an unmarked plane, and flew to the South Pole. This theory then goes on to say from there, he entered the Hollow Earth. This theory also went viral because of the fact that Hitler's advisors, and possibly Hitler himself, believed that the Earth was hollow. World War II conspiracies seem to be a little different compared to the other ones that I have looked at. I truly wonder more than anything if this is due to the fact that it was so long ago, which makes it hard to know what is fact and what is fiction. Open-ended conspiracies are more fun because it leaves room for your imagination to take over and fill spots in with almost anything. Thank you all for listening to my third episode of Did You Conspiracy That? Please join me next week for more conspiracies.